So good afternoon, everybody. My name is Lindsay Carte. I'm hailing from Ontario, and I must say that leaving Sunday morning when it was 0 degrees outside, it's certainly even more of a pleasure to be with you here today. So in Ontario, I'm currently working on a Master's of Science thesis project titled The Effects of Cover Crop Type, Planting Date, and Biomass Removal on Nitrogen Dynamics in a Cucumber Cover Crop Rotation. Contributing authors include my Master's of Science advisor, Dr. Laura Vinard, as well as Gary Parkin and Ivan O'Halloran, all from the University of Guelph. So a little bit about Ontario vegetable cropping systems. In Ontario, cucumbers are generally grown for a very short period. We only have one growing season in this area, and they're planted early June and are harvested by late to early August. Cucumbers are not irrigated in Ontario generally. So during the other 9 months out of the year, there's a risk of nitrogen loss. And currently our government is pushing practices, adopting sustainable agricultural practices such as cover crops, which have the ability to absorb that soil mineral nitrogen over the fall season and possibly contributing some nitrogen the following spring. But the issue with cover crops in Ontario is, of course, there's very limited information at the moment. Frequently, growers are coming to us asking for more information regarding cover crops and which cover crop type to plant, as well as the timing of that nitrogen release in the springtime. So being that this is a short season crop, there is a huge opportunity for a grower to plant a cover crop. From the time that they're harvested in late July, there's still a good 2 to 3 months of growing time for the cover crop. So it gives it enough time to establish itself and taking up excess nitrogen left in the field. So my project was aimed in developing a greater understanding of cover crop nitrogen dynamics over the rotation, as well as assessing the effects of different types of cover crops, planting dates, and rye biomass removal on nitrogen dynamics and cucumber yield. This research site was located at the University of Guelph sister campus in Bridgetown, Ontario, and this is located approximately 40 miles north of the Windsor-Detroit border. It was a randomized complete block design with a split plot arrangement, and all treatments were replicated 4 times, and plot size was 9 by 9 meters. Our main effect was cover crop type. Cover crops were chosen based on grower use and habitat suitability. And we chose 2 cereals, the overwintering rye, as well as a non-overwintering oat. And we chose an overwintering legume, which was our hairy vetch, and a non-overwintering forage pea. We also included a brassica species, which was the oilseed radish, as well as a no-cover control and a no-cover with a nitrogen addition of 84 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And this was included prior to cucumber planting in 2009 and 2010. And at this time, there was no nitrogen added to all other cover crop plots. Our secondary effects were 2 different planting dates, an early and a late planting date, the early being at the beginning of August and the late cover crop planting date at the beginning of September. And we also had a rye biomass removal event in late April, early May. So this was to look at potential foraging option for a livestock system. So our cover crops all established very well. They went into the ground with excellent moisture, and they were capable of taking up The early took up approximately 80 to 110 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and the late took up approximately 20 to 65 kilograms of N per hectare. For the purpose of this talk, I'll only be presenting results from the cucumber season. If anybody's interested in the cover crop season, I'm presenting a poster this afternoon at 2 o'clock, poster number 1130. And here you can see a couple pictures, the early planting dates versus the late planting date. This is oilseed radish, we have pea, vetch here, and the rye. So over the cucumber season, we sampled the soil at 4 depths and at 3 times over the season, and this was analyzed for nitrite and ammonium. We also sampled biomass, so that was our plant and our vine growth, twice during the growing season, and 5 plants per plot were harvested to analyze for total carbon and nitrogen. And we calculated plant available nitrogen over the 0 to 60 centimeter depth in the soil and the total plant nitrogen. Cucumbers were graded according to industry standards. Our cucumber plots established very well in 2009 and 2010 and received adequate moisture throughout the growing season. So this is just a picture of our stand establishment here. And this top right-hand picture is the cover crop plant in our rye treatment. You can see the biomass on the soil surface left over even after incorporation. So looking right away at the end result, our total and marketable cucumber yield in 2009 and 2010, you'll notice differences between total and marketable yield due to industry grading standards. And perhaps it's more realistic to look at our yield income because cucumbers are graded according to size and a higher dollar value is allocated to different grade sizes. So first off, our marketable yield with all cover crops, they fell within the provincial average. In 2009, this was between 9 and 14 tons per hectare, and in 2010 this was a little bit higher. So looking at yield income, you'll see that all cover crops except for the rye and rye removed yielded just as high as the no cover with that nitrogen application, and all cover crops including rye and rye removed yielded just as high or higher compared to the no cover control plot. What's interesting is this rye treatment did yield, cucumbers did yield lower in this, under this treatment. And that's possibly due to slug feeding that was observed in the springtime. In 2009 and 2010, this was observed, as well as that, that excess biomass that was left on the soil surface could have had a factor in overall plant establishment, which was significantly lower compared to all other cover crops. And also this planting date effect, we did see a planting date effect in the cover crop season. However, this didn't translate into cucumber yield or yield income. So looking at our plant available nitrogen, remember this is total nitrogen over that 0 to 60 centimeter layer with the total plant nitrogen. So as expected, keeping in mind that the cover crop was incorporated 2 weeks prior to planting, mineralization was occurring over the season and you're seeing a numerical increase from sampling date to sampling date. What I find a little more interesting is looking at this rye treatment, although across the board you see increases among all the cover crops, you see a higher increase between the mid-season sampling time and the harvest sampling time in the rye. So this may be significant when considering that yield loss in the marketable yield income. And it's also important to include that the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture and Food recommends an average of 110 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And looking at mid-season, these PAN levels were higher for all cover crops except for the rye and rye removed. So soil mineral nitrogen levels from that 0 to 60 centimeters over the 2009 and 2010 cucumber season, we did see a planting date effect with a few of the early planted and the early planted oilseed radish having higher levels compared to the rye and rye removed treatments, which were not significantly different from each other, the rye and rye removed. It was interesting to see that by mid-season to harvest, so during that time where the cucumber crop is in most need of nitrogen, we see decreases among all cover crops except for this rye and rye removed treatment. And what we expect was happening there was an immobilization occurring earlier in the season, resulting in a delayed mineralization for that cover crop. So in summary, we think that an earlier planting date was more favorable in terms of overall cover crop growth, nitrogen uptake, and establishment. We also found that cucumber yield was not affected by cover crop planting date, although there were significant effects at time of the cover crop season. And cucumber yield was not negatively affected when grown in a cover crop rotation, with the exception of rye. However, I don't think we should immediately discount this cover crop because of its ability to overwinter and its ability to scavenge and take up lots of nitrogen over that fall and spring season. I think other factors, which included the biomass on the soil surface, as well as slug feeding, and the management of that cover crop. We let that cover crop grow to 2 feet and we incorporated it only 2 weeks before planting. I think that the rye has potential, however, maybe not in the way that we managed it for cover crop or for cucumber crops. There's also no difference in yield between rye and rye removes, so this indicates there's a potential for livestock farmers to graze their cattle on the cover crop in a cucumber rotation. And if a grower were to approach me and ask me what cover crop they should be planting with their cucumbers, I would suggest oats, oilseed radish, or peas. And thinking about vetch, it did yield it as well as these cover crops. However, in the springtime, we noticed that it was very slow to reestablish itself. And we use command in cucumbers for weed management. And for whatever reason, command doesn't target pigweed. So we saw a lot of pigweed escapes within this cover crop treatment. And I'd like to acknowledge the following people that contributed to this research, as well as my funding agencies. And I can take any questions.
We have time for one question, if you have any. Were all the cover crops incorporated?
Yes, they were.
Prior to planting?
Yeah, all at the same time.
What was the time frame? You said the rye was 2 weeks, were all of them incorporated?
They all were, yeah.
If a producer wanted to use a cover crop of rye, what would you suggest to them?
I would suggest not allowing that cover crop to reach the height that we did. So we let it grow to about 2 feet. I would say about allowing it to grow to about this height. is a more practical and would be easier to manage.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.